Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We also have a TV program that airs right after this program from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all of these radio program and MP3 files. You'll also find our TV program there under the title of Special Studies and a TV program tab and a host of other Bible-related material. Please give it a view and let us know what you think. We also want to invite you to our periods of Bible study and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and those times will be given to you at the end of this broadcast. We want you to know that we invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. It is only our desire to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. If we can help you in any way with your walk with God, please do not hesitate to call upon us. For the past few weeks, we have been giving an introduction lessons on the books of 1 and 2 Peter by first examining the life and times of the Apostle Peter. We continue that discussion this morning. We finished off looking at his boast that he would not deny the Lord. But we know that he would end up denying the Lord. In cutting off the ear of Malchus, Peter may have begun to see that the king and his kingdom were not of this world. In John chapter 18, 10 through 12, Jesus told him to put away his sword. Those who live by the sword will perish by the sword. He was not to fight because his kingdom was not a physical kingdom. He told Pilate that in John 18:36. Peter's faith was shaken, his heart was troubled, and his certainties now were unsure. It likely led to his fall, as we will see that he recovers afterwards. All the disciples, not just Peter, forsook Jesus and fled in the fear of death. Jesus even told them that they will all be scattered himself in Matthew 26, verse 56. And also Mark 14, verse 50. Peter followed Jesus, but he followed a long ways off, according to Luke 22, verse 54. This was a mistake. The lesson that we should learn, we need to follow him as closely as we can in order to stay attached to Jesus. We must count the cost, as we read in Matthew 16, verse 24. Peter was influenced as he sat with the unbelievers, as we can read in Luke 22, verse 55. The lesson is, evil associations corrupt good morals. Jesus taught us that in 1 Corinthians 15:33 by the words of the Apostle Peter. Peer pressure is the same today as it was then. Before we read the account of his denial, I want to remind you that when Peter said earlier in this chapter that he would never deny the Lord, he was surrounded by the other disciples and in the presence of Jesus. I believe he meant what he said. I believe he truly thought in his mind that he would never deny the Lord. But as we begin to see things unfold, Peter is now not as sure as he was. Now he's in the presence of the enemy. They have arrested Jesus. They are trying him. And Jesus is in the courtyard warming himself by the fire by those who were the enemies that had took him into custody. Now, we begin the reading in Matthew chapter 26, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 69. Now, Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you're saying." And when he had gone out of the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were with him, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by him came up to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for your speech betrays you." And he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And so he went out and wept bitterly. I also want to read the account in Luke because it adds something that Matthew does not mention. In Matthew chapter 22, again, is part of the denial of Jesus. But we want to look down at verse number 61. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So Peter went out and wept bitterly. You see, he saw the Lord eyeball to eyeball. And then he remembered what he had said and what Jesus had told him. You see, his faith waned. You see, finally, Peter cursed and swore, and he denied on three different occasions that he knew the Lord. He had fallen to the state that Jesus had prophesied that he would. Before the rooster crowed, he denied him three times. He later warned of the devil's influence in his own epistle in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. We will examine that in detail. The lesson is, have you ever denied Jesus? The penetrating eyes of Jesus looked into the soul of Peter, and both saw the same thing. He had weakened in a time when the Lord needed him most. Peter remembered the Lord's words, and he says he went out and wept bitterly that he had failed his master at his greatest need. Every fallen person needs to remember where they were, used to be, repent, and return again before it's too late. Peter wept with godly sorrow. He had let the Lord down. It led to his repentance and his forgiveness. After his death, his burial, and resurrection, Jesus restored Peter from the guilt and shame when we read John chapter 21, verse 1 through 17. We won't want to read all of that text, but we do want to read John chapter 21, and we want to read beginning in verse number 15. John 21, beginning in verse number 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said, "Tend to my sheep." And he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." You see, this is the way that the Lord have of restoring Peter to his position again, to understand that the Lord did forgive him and he wanted him to become his disciple and the work that he had prepared him and taught him and trained him to do. And we will see that this man who denied the Lord three times in a moment of weakness in the front of the enemy, we will learn that he learned his lesson. It made him a better man, and it made him a stronger in his faith, and it made him a more efficient disciple for Jesus. He became a changed individual. As we begin to unfold the story of Peter in Acts chapter 2, Peter is the chief spokesman on the day of Pentecost. He gives that sermon in verses 4, chapter 2, verse 14 through verse number 38. In Acts 2:14, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words.'" He becomes very bold in his proclamation of the gospel. Peter and John healed the man in the temple in Acts 3, verse 6 and following. Peter and the apostles filled Jerusalem with the doctrine of Christ in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. And then he is brought in before the Sanhedrin and before the religious hierarchy. What does this man who had once denied the Lord, what does he do? So they called them in and commanded them not to speak nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them and said, "Whether it is right to you in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have been seen and heard." And so they're going to continue. They're not going to stop. And so after they threaten them and release them, they go out and they continue preaching in his name. And so they bring him back in again in Acts 5. And we begin reading in verse 27. Now when they had brought them and set them before the council, and the high priest said, Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this man's name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. You see, he's growing. He's growing in his faith. He's growing in his understanding of the role that God would have him to do. He now has confidence. He has full faith in Christ, and he's going to follow and do his will by spreading his gospel. Peter taught Simon how to repent as a child of God when he fell into sin in Acts 8, verse 22 and 23, when he tried to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit. But Peter would also have a weak moment that he had to be rebuked by the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. Let's read that account. Galatians chapter 2, beginning in verse 11. It says, Now when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to blame. For before certain men came from James, he would eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing those who are the circumcision. And the rest of the Jews also played the hypocrite with him, so that even Barnabas was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, If you then, being a Jew, live in the manner of the Gentiles, and not as the Jews, why do you compel Gentiles to live as Jews? We are by Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles. You see, he was rebuked because his hypocrisy had caused Barabbas to also be led away with the same dissimulation. Peter first preached the gospel to the Gentiles in Acts 10. He forgot about that. And he opened the door to the Gentiles. And then he later defended it to the Jerusalem elders and to the scribes that were gathered there in Acts chapter 11. And he said in his sermon that he believed that God showed no partiality, but anyone that did righteousness was accepted of him. Peter speaks the truth concerning the Gentiles and their relation to the law of Moses at the meeting of the first problem in the local church in Acts 15. Certainly, we see a transformed Peter from the time of Jesus' resurrection until the time of Peter's eventual death. We need to become transformed as he became transformed. There is much more about Peter that we could say, but this is enough to introduce him to us. We need to study and learn from the one who began so impetuously and then became a pillar and a central figure in the early church. Peter is much loved because we can see so much of ourselves in him. His mistakes endear him to us, his bravery makes us desire to be like him, and his ability to stick with the Lord through good and bad makes us desire to try to do the same. Remember Peter's life, his beginning faith, his fall, his repentance, and his great transformation. There is much in Peter that is worthy of imitation if we would just follow his example. Yes, we may fall, we may stumble, but we get up, we learn from our mistakes, we correct them, it makes us stronger, and it makes us more determined to do God's will. And that is the example that the great Peter left us to emulate. Thank you for listening today. We bid you to tune in again next Lord's Day as we begin our examination in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. Have a blessed day.